altered state of consciousness. This is a term that gained enormous popularity during the New Age era, which made it seem like something that's only accessible to a highly educated, highly experienced handful of believers in trance, meditation, or yoga. Here's the truth. Altered states of consciousness happen to most of us one way or another on a regular basis. An altered state of consciousness is simply a state in which the mind conceives, perceives, and processes information in a different way than it normally does. That includes trances, meditation, astral travel, hypnosis, regressive and otherwise, clairaudience, clairvoyance, clairsentience, and most other forms of psychic and paranormal experiences. It also includes dreams, daydreams, taking most recreational and prescription drugs, and drinking enough alcohol that you feel it. Now, obviously, those lists include voluntary altered states of consciousness we can control, essentially the items I've just mentioned, and those we can't control. And yes, you might look at items like drugs and alcohol and think you have control over those as well. After all, if you indulge at all, you choose what quantity over what length of time, right? But what you don't control when your state of consciousness is altered by any foreign substance is the exact way and extent to which it's going to be altered on any given occasion. Well, you know as well as I do that there are any number of variables involved in the effect your usual amount of alcohol or drugs has on you, and that even if you're mellow or hilarious 8 times out of 10 when you're high, you could turn angry, aggressive, and obnoxious those other 2 times without having the slightest idea which way it might go before you choose to indulge. Not having the slightest idea which way it might go is the antithesis of control, let's face it. And then there are the hallucinogens and club drugs. LSD, peyote, ecstasy, crystal meth, an apparently resurging cocaine, GBX, and other currently chic street pharmaceuticals, all of which are popular precisely because of their reputation for being mind or conscious altering. And not in one of those cases will the choice be yours once you've stepped over those particular pharmaceutical lines. Will your mind conceive, perceive, and process information in a different way than it normally does? Absolutely. Does that qualify drugs and other intoxicants as inducing an altered state of consciousness? Obviously. But with so many ways to arrive at altered states of consciousness available that don't rob us of our choices, and let's face it, choices equal freedom that we can't forfeit at any cost, why on earth not opt for one of those that leave the control in our hands, where it belongs?